8:47, and we always look forward to the live visits from the Levity Live comedians. This is so much fun for us.
Yes.
What? You're not going to talk?
Well, would you like me to introduce our guest?
Why don't I introduce myself? Yeah. I'm Tom Rhodes. I'm a Capricorn. My favorite color is blue. This is the longest I've ever traveled to do a radio show. It was like, I don't know, 45 minute, 50 drive. 50.
I thought you said
and absolutely luscious, beautiful part of the country. It's absolutely stunning up here.
Welcome to the Hudson Valley. And you just came from China?
I did, yeah.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, I was doing shows. I was in Mongolia first. I did shows in Ulaanbaatar.
Wait a second. They do comedy in Mongolia?
There's a phenomenal club there. I was there last October, and the comedians are such wonderful people, and they love comedy. They're studying specials. They're listening to podcasts. And it was in the 30s last October, and I wanted to go back in the summer. So I went, and I read Genghis Khan's biography before I went there. And so I really got into the history. They go crazy if anyone learns anything about their country.
They feel so entitled that you know what they're doing there.
Yeah. I mean, they're very, you know, I mean, like everywhere, they're proud of their, you know, heritage. But so I went there a few days early to have a little vacation, and they drove me hours out into the countryside. I stayed in a 13th century campsite of Genghis Khan.
But he found his way back.
I slept in a gurr. Sipped fermented mare's milk. It was awesome.
Wow. Yeah. This sounds like its own travel special.
Yeah. Well, somebody should give me a travel show.
Didn't you have a travel show?
For 1 year. I lived in Amsterdam for 5 years.
Right.
And I had a late night talk show on Dutch television for 2 years. And then if that was not fortuitous enough, the same network let me be a presenter on a travel show for a year.
That's great.
So I did a highlight on St. Petersburg, Russia, the Champagne region of France, Peru. It was the greatest job of all time.
You're like the most well-traveled person we've ever had on the show.
I might be. So yeah, and then so after Mongolia, then I did a show in Beijing and then Shanghai. And
is that like
I just flew back.
You played Chuckles in Mongolia, and then...
Actually, Ulaanbaatar is the capital, and people there call it UB City for short. So the name of the comedy club is called UB Comedy Club. It seats about 200 people, and I sold it out. It was great.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I just did all these sold-out shows in Asia, and then last night, Levity Live was half full. So I need to get more respect in my own country. So if there's any Mongolians listening...
Come on over. You're from Orlando, Florida.
I grew up in Orlando, yeah.
And Mike asked you off the air if you had ever worked at Disney.
My brother and my sister worked at Disney, yeah.
And where were you?
I did not. I started being a comedian when I was 17. I've never had any other job. My hands are soft as a baby's bottom. and I escaped Florida when I was 20, lived in New York City for a year. Worst year of my life. I wasn't ready. Lived in Washington Heights. It was, 1987, as crack was coming to the neighborhood.
Wow.
Oh, lovely.
And there'd be gunshots at night, and on Cabrini Boulevard, where I lived, there'd be burning, smoldering cars in the morning. People would steal cars in Lower Manhattan and drive them up to Washington Heights and just set them on fire. And that was the only neighborhood I could afford to live in.
Hey, it was the 80s.
So then I moved to San Francisco when I was 22, and that's where things came together for me as a comedian. And then I was like the face of Comedy Central in the early 90s. And then that led to my own sitcom on NBC.
Mr. Rhodes.
You're hilarious the way you act like you knew that. You asked me that before we went on the air.
It's theater.
But it was your acting was so great.
Thank you.
I really am impressed.
That's when you were listening and I said, so who is this Tom Rhodes?
Yeah.
That too was acting.
Okay.
I know who were.
I like it. This is such a cozy radio show. There's gardening books and...
It's like,
well, a minute ago, she was on the floor doing hip exercises, so you missed that part.
This radio, you guys should be a television show. This is adorable.
Well, listen, we did have a TV show for a while.
Yes, we did.
Mike and Casey in the Evening.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Very creative name. So, speaking of evening, you got Levity Live tonight. What, two shows tonight?
Yes.
7:30 and 9:45.
Yeah, that sounds
I'm
right.
I'm looking right at the schedule.
Oh, okay, good.
And then you're going to be back Sunday night at 7. And the reason is Tracy Morgan is going to be there Saturday night. So you're like a Tracy Morgan sandwich this week.
I have an unexpected night off on Saturday.
What do you do? Do you go sit in the audience and watch Tracy Morgan?
I will, yeah. I met him years ago. Lovely man. And a few of the guys that opened for him are old friends of mine. Artie Fuqua, genius, lovely guy. He is normally one of the house MCs at the Comedy Cellar in New York. I've lived in New York City twice. So I've got old friends there, and I'll stick around. But when I travel, I always like to go to used bookstores and used vinyl record stores. That's my passion when I travel.
Very nice.
You need any Mongolian throat singing vinyl records,
you've courted the market on that. Now, you didn't shave to come in, and I like it.
Actually, I did shave. I shaved when I got back from Asia. I let it. I've always been a clean-shaven guy.
Yeah.
And so this year, my wife finds it attractive, the beard. So actually, I grew it out while I was in Asia, and I just buzzed it down.
So. Yeah, so now it's just like the 5 o'clock shadow kind of look,
yeah.
Which is very fashionable. And I got to say, your regular picture without the beard, I looked at that, and I thought... Has anybody ever told you look like Jon Favreau?
No. God, thank you so much. You know what I get often, which always hurts my feelings, is Tommy Lee Jones.
And he's like 30 years older than you.
No. If someone ever tell you you look like somebody and you're like all excited, and then it's like some old wrinkly man. So, gee, thanks.
At least he hasn't passed yet, so at least that's
something.
That's
true. That's true.
All right. You're here in the Hudson Valley. How long are you in this area for?
I will depart on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm going home Monday for one day, and then I go to Chicago for 2 weeks, and then home to L.A., and then go visit my mom in Orlando, and then Atlanta, and then I'm going to Europe for 5 weeks.
Mom's in Orlando.
No, really? We should get them together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get the address.
Is your mom an angry old religious woman?
Does it show?
Guilty as charged.
Because my mom is.
She's listening right now on her Amazon.
My mother and father have been divorced for 30 years, and my mother's little dog Pepper is her life. And I remember 5 years ago when we were voting on marriage equality, people were saying, you know, what's next? People going to marry their dogs? And I said, Mom, you know, some people are saying, what's next? People going to marry their dogs? My mom goes, I'd marry my dog.
All right, there's just one difference. My mother's little dog's name is Petey.
Petey and Pepper, we got to get them together. Where's your mom live in Orlando?
She's in the Villages outside.
Oh, that's near like Ocala. That's way further north.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they could meet at Mount Dora or something.
There, my mom, Mount Dora is one of her favorite places on the planet Earth.
Mine too.
If you're looking for macrame coffee mug holders, Mount Dora, Florida is the place for you.
By the way, this used to be the Mike and Casey show. Now it's Florida Travelogue.
With Tom Rhodes.
Yeah. Tom Rhodes.
And then you're off to Europe, you said.
Yeah, I'm doing 5 weeks in Europe.
I just don't think you like it here. That's what
I do.
Getting.
Well, I've been doing the international comedy circuits for 20 years. And then I'm actually going to do an Israel tour in the beginning of December. So I'm always...
moving. Traveling.
Playing all over. But this is my first time here.
Frequent flyer miles coming out the kazoo there.
I'm a diamond elite on Delta, which...
You get to fly the plane next
Which
time.
Means I could have a helicopter on the roof within the hour if I needed it. I got a special number I call.
All right, so we got 2 tickets to give away to see you. I wonder what show we should give or we should let the caller decide.
Let's give away more. Jeez, I want to meet people from the area.
All right, so we got either 7:30 or 9:45 tonight. Or Sunday at 7. So
can we give away tickets to all 3? Let's give away tickets to all 3. Why not? I'm in charge. yeah. So if there's that many people want to go, let's...
Oh, of course they want to.
Let's give away a pair for each show.
Yeah, 7:30 tonight, 9:45 tonight, 7 o'clock Sunday.
Yeah, and then please, if you win these tickets, come up to me after the show and tell me you heard me on the Mike and Casey show so that I know it was worth the hour drive.
Getting up at 4:30 in the morning, right. All right, well, let's take the first caller, 7, 8, and 9 right now. 1-877-274-9483 and see this very funny man.
Yay.
Tonight or Sunday.
You know, the word hooray comes from the ancient Mongolians.
Oh, you of course stop it with does. The
It's my favorite
stuff.
Word in the English language.
Let's
and,
hear it.
Hooray.
Hooray?
Hooray comes from the ancient Mongolians. They would yell it in celebrations, and they would end prayers with hooray.
Oh, man. We're going to end our show with it all the time now.
Hooray.
Hooray. Hooray.
Well, Mike and Casey, it was wonderful to meet you guys.
Nice yeah, well, don't go
too.
Away yet. We want you to talk to the winners.
Oh, great. I get to stay. Awesome.
Yeah.
I'll look through this gardening book.
Sing along. I sing along.